This shouldn't be a thing.
If you find a thing you think this should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is from the Toronto Sun. We're doing Halloween themed Tisbats this week. Calvin found this. Headline reads, "It kept blowing away. Runaway inflatable pumpkin spooks Ohio police." Police in Parma Heights, Ohio, went in pursuit of a runaway inflatable pumpkin after getting calls of a large orange object on the run. Body camera footage from the police department shows the inflatable pumpkin rolling down the street. Officers did eventually stop and detain the inflatable pumpkin Tuesday night. It still refused to answer any questions. The footage shows an officer holding on to the giant plastic gourd and saying to a colleague, "I was following it, but it kept blowing away."
I for me, like, this story only exists to be just hilarious. And it's for these poor police officers who said, like, "I didn't train to do this.
I wasn't trained for this." After they captured the giant inflatable pumpkin, multiple officers tried to deflate it, but failed. So they all had to work together to push the giant orange ball into the back of a police car. It's like trying to stuff a cream puff through a keyhole.
That is, does not one of you have a knife on you?
Poof, that would take care of it. One officer can be heard saying, "I've never seen that before," referring to the giant inflatable Halloween pumpkin packed tight in the squad car's back seat. The officers then drove it back to its home. That's why they didn't puncture it.
Oh, that's very nice.
So it can be enjoyed by all who pass through the neighborhood through the rest of the Halloween season. No one was injured. No tickets were issued.
Egos may or may not have been bruised.
A little burned by that.
It's unfortunate, but that's the life of a copper in, was it Toronto?
Parma Heights, Ohio.
Oh, we have audio from the chase. Audio from the chase, folks.
It keeps blowing away.
Hey, does anyone have a knife? No, you can't cut it. Got to go back to the Morgan household.
Oh, how I wish there had been video of them trying to stuff this thing into the back of the squad car.
At least, like, tie it down to the top.
Something.
And it would have lit up the pumpkin.
They could have put it on a string and just driven it behind them as it's floating behind them.
Inspiring the dreams of children everywhere.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.